Mr. Thomas, THOMAS, Saucedo, SAUCEDO, 12492. 31-year-old gentleman comes in today with swollen tonsils, number one. Number two, he hasn't seen a doctor ever since he can remember. Number four, the only time he's seen a doctor is when he's broken bones, like when he had a car accident, had a shoulder fracture. Number three, has issues with GERD. Number four, was in a relationship and may have picked up some STD. Number five, his girlfriend told him that he should get checked. Number six, what is his UA, babe?
Did he have a
number six, that's it. A patient's a 31-year-old gentleman who comes in with multiple medical issues and problems. He owns his own business. They work on steam turbines. He's divorced, has no children. He lives alone, period. Doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol on a regular basis. Allergy, none. Medical problems, none. Surgical problems, none. Social, as above. Medications, none. COVID immunization, up-to-date family history. Mom and dad are both drug addicts and alcoholics. Other family members have had strokes in the past. He's alert, he's awake, he weighs 196 pounds, 98%, 98.2, 16, 77, 147 over 83. Heart positive, pump positive to lungs. Clear. Abdomen is soft, slight epigastric tenderness noted. Neck shows copious lymphadenopathy. Neurological non-focal skin shows no rash. He has huge tonsils, which he says he gets from the time he gets a tonsil infection. But he hasn't had very many of those and has never seen a specialist for that. And he never was recommended to have a tonsillectomy. He has no symptoms of sleep apnea or other issues regarding snoring, hypersomnolence, headache, or fatigue in the morning period. Assessment, number one, tonsillitis. Number two, lymphadenopathy. Number three, the ultrasound shows the lymphadenopathy and the tonsil with no evidence of abscess formation. Next number, epigastric pain related to GERD, most likely related to his business and his the stress of business. His liver, kidney, spleen looks okay. Next number, he has slight fatty liver. Next number, echocardiogram looks good, done in face of palpitation. Next number, we looked at his carotid with family history stroke within normal limits. Next number, I gave him rosefenogram now. Next number is zithromycin to cover both the possible STD and tonsillectomy. Next number, Medrol dose pack. Next number, I'd like to do some blood tests, which he agrees to today. Next number, we'll call him with the results. Next number, come back in a week if it's not any better. Next number, your analysis today is within normal limits. Next number, findings were discussed with the patient at length before leaving the office. Next number, your analysis showed slight positive leukocyte, hence the reason for the antibiotic therapy. Negative blood, specific gravity, slightly dry. 10:30, discuss with patient. Thank you.